Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
That you control, and 603-283-6160 is the phone number here. That's 603-283-6160. And with you in the studio tonight, you've got me, Bonnie.
And nobody.
And so tonight, one thing that we wanted to bring up on Free Talk Live, which, by the way, you can call in that number and change the subject at any point that you want. One thing I wanted to talk about tonight, this from studyfinds.org, says that female psychopaths are surprisingly common. And
they should have asked me. I've dated.
Large enough study sample, or whatever they call it.
Yeah, well, large enough I don't date anymore.
So I believe it, but I guess people would be surprised, and that's why it says surprisingly common, because usually you think of a psychopath and you think of like a male serial killer. I realized when I read this story, I was like, huh, I do kind of think of that myself. Mm-hmm. I almost never bring an image to mind of a woman when I'm thinking of psychopaths. Mm-hmm. So maybe I am one of those people who is kind of biased in that way. It's not that I would, if someone asked me, do you think females can be psychopaths? I'd be like, yeah. And I'd start thinking about it, I'd be like, yeah, I know plenty of female psychopaths. But it's just something that I never really thought of on purpose. So.
Yeah, well, the other thing is women don't tend to be do-it-yourselfers in some respects. It's like, you know, if a woman wants to kill her husband, she may well, you know, get some teenager to do it, you know, out of simping.
good point.
And so depending on how devoted he is, they may never know. He may go to prison and you know, she may just walk away blissfully with the inheritance.
Do you know the story of Gypsy Rose Blanchard?
I know I've heard the name.
Isn't coming up a lot recently because in maybe December, she got out of prison where she was in for like 8.5 years because she had a boy kill her mom. And she only went for 8.5 years and he went for life. And it seems like a really big difference, which definitely is. And the reason that the jury or the judge or whatever had sympathy on her and not the guy is because she was a victim of something called, was it Munchausen by proxy? So it's when the mom has been like abusing her whole life so that way she can get attention and money by saying that her daughter is disabled when really there was nothing wrong with her. Like she was in a wheelchair, but actually she could walk and her mom would like make her pretend she couldn't walk and she had to go through all these surgeries and had her hair shaved off and all this stuff. And she was like really sheltered from like the whole world to the point that the jury had, like, sympathy on her. But she met this guy online and started saying stuff to him, like they were in a weird, like, creepily sexual relationship for, like, young teenagers, just cringe, you know what I mean? So I don't know how young, but, like, maybe even early 20s, but they kind of acted like teenagers because the guy was autistic and the girl obviously was really sheltered. So Gypsy convinced him, he would always be like, I would protect you from anything, babe, you know. And she was like, anything, anyone, even my mother. And then they devised this plan, and he came and stabbed her mom to death in the night. But she gave him the knife and, like, made the whole plan, basically. And she only got 8.5 years. Wow. I just don't know if that would
The amazing thing is she could have just walked away.
That's,
or, you know, even rolled away and then walked when she was at a safe distance.
That's what a lot of people say, but one thing that makes me feel a little like it's just sort of a gray area is that she had tried before to run away, and the cops brought her back to her house.
Oh, wow.
Even as an adult. So she, and then she was told by her mom, like, no one will believe you. And she didn't even know much about the world. Like, she barely was able to get on the internet when her mom was asleep or whatever. And, yeah, I'm kind of into this case.
Yeah, that is awful. And, yeah, I'm familiar with Munchausen by proxy. There have been a number of cases. I think I actually first heard about it on the X-Files. They had a Munchausen by proxy case.
Is that all fiction?
The X-Files?
Mm-hmm.
It's fictionalized, so there may be actual cases that inspired some of it, but they, you know, they're going to change everything to make it fit their story. So I wouldn't draw any conclusions about the real world from watching The X-Files.
Okay. I've never seen that, even though it does sound like something that would interest me. I just never ended up watching it for whatever reason.
Yeah. It's a good show. I really enjoyed it back in the day.
I don't know what the numbers are on how many serial killers are female versus male, but it seems to me that most of them are male.
Yes, the overwhelming majority are male, but psychopaths are not necessarily serial killers. The main thing about a psychopath is he has no conscience. Well, the thing is, you might have no conscience, but yet decide it is in your best interests to generally do what society expects you to do, because that way they won't throw you in prison. You know, so it's just a self-interested thing, but then under the right circumstances, you might then do something that absolutely nobody expects.
Yeah.
You know, because you don't have that conscience that stops you from doing things when nobody is watching. So, yeah, that's really... Have you ever watched a show called Dexter?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking
of. I love Dexter.
I've seen every episode of Dexter with Ian, actually. He showed it to me.
Nice.
And that's a great show, and it's made me start to think about how many people could be undercover serial killers in my life because he acts mostly normal, if not just like a little autistic in his real life.
Yeah, and that's the thing. And I wonder if that's actually the case, if there's a similar affect between autistic people and psychopaths, or if that's just a perception that actors have or something that they do when they're portraying psychopaths, which I don't know. That's one of the scary things about our watching so much TV is we get all these subconscious clues about this is how a psychopath behaves. But, of course, that's not how a psychopath behaves. That's how an actor playing a psychopath behaves. And so, you know, you might just see an actor playing a psychopath and think he's a psychopath.
Yeah. And in general, just like learning things about the world from only TV is a scary thing. A lot of times when you're in an argument with someone, they'll say, oh, I'm right because haven't you ever seen blah, blah, blah show? And I'm like, whoa, you're actually literally programmed. Like, you're actually trying to give me an argument for your case based on what you saw in a movie or a show.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
And I'll at least, you know, if I see something on TV like that that interests me, not that I actually own a television set. I haven't owned a television set in 20 years, which that seems to be one of the major common denominators amongst libertarians, too. I've noticed that. We don't tend to have TV sets. If we do, like I actually do, I have a 50-inch TV set, but it's plugged into my computer and it's never been plugged into anything else.
I have a TV and it's only plugged into PlayStation if I ever want to watch a physical DVD, which I only do that when Ian is around because he likes movies, and I really just, like, I could live without movies, but I don't mind watching them sometimes. Ian would kind of have to be like, let's watch this movie, come on, and convince me, but I don't hate movies or anything. I just never think to spend my time doing that. Mostly what I watch is, like, YouTube and I will connect my computer to it to watch YouTube. I don't have, like, cable. So, yeah, I've noticed that in a lot of libertarians. A lot of time, even libertarians will be saying to me, like, you haven't seen blah, blah, blah movie. Lot. I just haven't seen a whole lot of movies. But even those people, they're not the types to sit and binge watch a whole bunch of TV shows all the time.
Yeah. If I do watch anything, I tend to binge watch it on DVD as opposed to watching it on an actual television. Probably not DVD. I'll torrent it as well.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't torrent it. I would not torrent it. That's right.
Yeah, I definitely would.
Just kidding.
Yeah. The thing is, I don't think that Hollywood as a whole is... Let's just say I think they do a lot of bad things in Hollywood, and I have absolutely no desire to give them any more money. They've got plenty.
I agree. I started thinking the same thing about musicians, too, but music is just way more important to my life than movies. So, yeah. Well, let's get into this study. I think it's from the United Kingdom. This is from studyfinds.org. While the word psychopath usually conjures up images of knife-wielding attackers and masked assailants for most people, not all psychopaths are serial killers, which you mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
And it makes a lot of sense because all it means is that they don't have like the types of emotions that normal people have over things like a cat dying. They wouldn't care.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean
and
that.
Most importantly, they don't have a conscience.
Yeah.
I don't think they're entirely without emotion. They're not Vulcan.
Yeah.
But probably differently emotioned than most of us. I mean, without a conscience, you'd have to be.
Yeah, like if a cat was dead on the side of the road, most non-psychopaths would be like, oh, that sucks. Maybe not crying about it, but oh, that sucks. Mm-hmm. Or if you watched a cat get murdered, you'd be really freaked out and unhappy about that. But a psychopath might be like, oh, well, and so it goes or whatever. But that doesn't mean that they like killing. I'm sure that they're more likely to become a killer than a non-psychopath. That's probably the case. I don't know. I don't even know that if that's true. But just because someone's
psychopath. I think it might be more likely for a non-psychopath to kill. But and I'm really just don't quote me on this because this is pure guesswork.
Same.
Just because most murders are like second degree. They're like extreme emotional disturbance murders, or they're you get in a fight and the guy you hit the guy wrong and he dies.
And that's a good point. I actually brought up the numbers on how many female versus male serial killers, and it said only 8.6% of serial killers are female total, but of that 8.6 of the female population of serial killers, 70% of them are somehow getting money from it. So they're monetarily influenced, or that's their, I couldn't remember this word yesterday.
Motivated.
Yeah, motivated. That, but with males, it was only 20% of them were influenced from money, wanted money out of it. I don't even know how you really get money being a serial killer. Like, I understand how you can get money killing
guys' pockets.
Oh.
You know, he can't stop you.
That is an interesting take. I was just thinking, like, you could kill your husband and get life insurance, but you can't keep doing that.
Well, I guess it depends on how large a value of cereal you want. You know, it's just, if somebody has killed three husbands, which is not outrageous, there's certainly... That certainly happened, and I can't think of a particular case, but I've seen at least one case where a guy killed three wives.
Hmm.
Of course, you don't generally only find out about the last one, and then they go back and look at the earlier bodies and exhume them and say, oh, wait, we didn't catch this the first time.
Yeah, there's a famous one in the early 2000s that was the case. I can't remember her name right now, but he was, she was found in like a drum in a water, body of water.
Oh, wow.
You know, like a concrete drum.
Like an oil drum?
I guess that's what it is, but maybe it was filled with concrete.
Oh, yeah.
Like, he didn't want her to ever be found unless she was.
Yeah. But it might float if you didn't do that.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Not that point. I put a lot of thought into how to dispose of a body.
Yeah.
But you know what they say. Friends will help you move, but real friends will help you move bodies.
So creepy. Apparently, I just learned this, but apparently in Baltimore, there's this, like, it's a park, quote unquote. It's in the city. It's not outside the city, but it's a woodsy neighborhood, really. Like, I would just call it a woodsy neighborhood, but they call it a park. And it's really ugly woods. It's, like, hideous. It's famous, and it's called Lincoln Park. Not, like, Lincoln, the neighborhood.
Like the band?
Actually, kind of, but it's not that kind of Lincoln. It's Leakin. It's like a leak in the roof, Leakin.
Oh, okay.
So Leakin Park in Baltimore is a place that's famous for bodies being dumped. And it's just like there's houses right there. And people will just stop on the side of the road and try to throw bodies into this woods. And 80 bodies since the 1970s have been found there.
Good Lord.
It's just like, that's not even a good place. And it's so creepy and gross.
It seems like somebody had put up a camera after a while. You know, it's like, okay, they keep doing this. This is a 72nd body.
Yeah.
You know, maybe we should put up a camera.
Maybe people just...
Maybe it's the same guy.
Yeah, that's a good point. Maybe somebody... I mean, people just get killed so much in Baltimore that they don't care because it's, like, a really dangerous, gross place to live.
Well, if it's not politicians in that part of the country, they're usually only concerned about one group of people there.
Oh, yeah. If it's not politicians turning up dead, they're not going to send their goons to really care much about it.
Yeah, it's like, you know, they've built 10-year bunkers so that if there's a nuclear war and the human race is destroyed, the people who caused it will survive. The government. The rest of us are toast, but they're going to make sure the politicians that caused it survive.
Yeah, speaking of serial killers, they're serial killers.
Yeah.
Mass murderers most of the time.
Isn't it amazing that George Bush killed 1 million people in Iraq just by lying? And yet, you know, he still gets invited to all the best dinner parties. And at the same time... You know, they want to take the guns away from regular Americans who would take 60 years if averages hold to kill that many people. That's just horrendous.
Do you think that the girl who went up there and cried about babies in incubators or whatever, do you think she is a mass murderer? Because she lied.
I would bear her a lot of responsibility, or I would assign her a lot of responsibility. I would say she's definitely responsible for a lot of that death. But the thing is, maybe this is because I was in a military academy when I was a kid, but when somebody does something under military orders, I'm going to hold the commander who gave the orders responsible first.
Well, that is how you create a bunch of drones. You put them through basic training and shave all their hair and make them think, I'm not responsible for anything I do. It's just the commander. And I think that's one of the creepiest things. You might be creating a bunch of psychopaths that way, speaking of psychopaths.
Yeah, and although I think in general psychopaths are psychopaths from birth. I'm not sure. And even the things that they're sure about, I'm not sure about.
Right.
You know, I just know this is the common wisdom now. There's a lot of things that they used to be. My church has a thing we call the bong ritual. And you get a glass bong and you fill it with water and you light it with fire and draw air through it. And the little patter is, you know, these are the four elements that all the best minds thought made up all of the matter that we observe in the universe, earth, air, fire, and water. And so when we take our toke, we remember that all of the best minds on earth were completely wrong, and we should always question what we think we know.
Why, because there's plasma? Or wait.
Well, no, because there are earth, air, fire, and water aren't elements. Earth is a mixture of chemicals. Air, again, a mixture of chemicals, but this time gaseous. Water is a mixture of course, hydrogen and oxygen, and fire is a discharge of energy from an exothermic chemical reaction. So they've just completely abstracted the problem wrong based on what they observed, but they weren't useless. Okay, because the same people who did that abstraction started studying earth, air, fire, and water to figure out how they worked, and by doing that, they eventually came to, hey, wait, this, none of this is right. It really should be abstracted this way. And that's how we ended up with a periodic table of the elements.
And I bet getting a little high helped people figure some of that out.
Oh, well, it could well be. Could well be.
I know that Mark Passio says, and he's not like a scientist or something, but his theory basically is that there are people, and it's a very small amount, who are born psychopaths. Just you don't have the ability to have a conscious in everything. But then there is something he calls secondary psychopaths, and that would cover, you know, the people in the military who become psychopathic because of everything they've gone through. And just like people who were tortured and stuff from birth, you know.
Yeah, the thing about people in the military is I actually think that it's not a case of being psychopathic, because frequently they actually have they're frequently very conscientious people, but the thing is, it's not that they don't know right from wrong. In the sense of not being able to distinguish between the two, it's that they've been taught things like, I mean, it's like an inquisitor who's been taught all his life that obedience to God is the most important thing, and this is obedience to God. Mm-hmm. He may have a strong conscience, and that strong conscience may drive him to do horrible, horrible things from somebody who doesn't share it. The value system that he's been indoctrinated.
All military people psychopathic, to be clear. There are definitely ones that they do something and then they're messed up from it because it weighs on their conscience.
Yeah.
And I would say that's a decent person deep down. Yeah. But then there are the people who are just like, oh, this gives me the excuse to go kill and pillage.
Yeah, certainly there are people represented in any force where your job is violence. You're going to find people who are in that specifically, just they want to kill people, and this way they can do it without going to prison.
Yep.
You know.
So, and the other thing is, as far as there being fewer females, people used to think, apparently, I think we're going to get into the fact that there are still fewer females, but it's by a lot less of a margin than used to be thought. It says most depictions of popular examples of psychopaths in the media are male, but the study argues female psychopaths are up to 5 times more common than used to be believed. So we're going to get into this. Do you know a female psychopath? 603-283-6160. It's Free Talk Live. More coming up. 603-283-6160.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA News Update. A Gaza Health Ministry spokesperson has reported that the death toll from an Israeli assault on a gathering of Palestinians seeking aid in Gaza City has risen to at least 100. The Israeli military stated it's investigating the incident, while an Israeli official said the IDF troops resorted to live ammunition in response to people surrounding trucks transporting humanitarian aid. Russian President Vladimir Putin warned that the deployment of Western troops to Ukraine could escalate to nuclear conflict during his annual State State of the Nation address, Putin said Moscow possesses the capability to strike Western targets should they send troops to support Ukraine. The most recent inflation report indicates a 0.4% increase for January. The Federal Reserve is considering whether to initiate interest rate reductions. Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell said last month he aims to observe further positive data. John Schaefer, USA News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com, or just search for Sunny Bay heating pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
And 603-283-6160 is the phone number here. That's 603-283-6160. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by Dash Digital Cash. In addition to being one of the world's first cryptocurrencies, Dash was the first crypto project with a decentralized autonomous organization that to this day continues to improve and promote Dash. Thanks to the Dash DAO for sending us 32 Dash per month for this sponsorship. It's easy to get and use Dash. You can learn more at Dash.org. That's Dash.org. And with you in the studio tonight, you've got me, Bonnie.
And the nobody formerly known as Rich Paul.
And we've been talking psychopaths. Do you know any psychopaths? A lot of women like to say that all of their ex-boyfriends were psychopaths. A lot of men probably say the same thing about their ex-girlfriends. Like, actually, I do hear a lot of guys say, like, oh, my ex-girlfriend was crazy. But I definitely hear women specifically say, like, no, I think he was, like, a psychopath, Bonnie, because he didn't care about me, blah, blah, blah. We do have a caller on the line. Unscreened caller, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hey, this is Tom from Baltimore. I used to be a regular caller. Haven't called in a while. How is Ian
welcome
doing?
Back. He's doing well. He's in jail, but he's always in a good mood, reading, meditating, calling me, etc.
I'm the retired cop that used to talk to him a lot. Please let him know that my thoughts and prayers are with him.
Oh, well, thank you. I will. So what
by the way, thank you for correcting me on something. I'll blame Ebonics on this. I always thought that Lincoln Park was Lincoln Park. It is, I Googled it, and you're correct. It is Lincoln.
So, yeah. And you're from there.
Oh, wow.
I'm from there. I was born there. I lived there, worked as a cop there my entire career, and never knew it.
Did you ever have to go to a call because there was a body dumped at Lincoln Park?
That's a terrible place. There used to be, kind of like New York, separate divisions of the Baltimore Police. There were Park Police, there were Housing Police, so on and so forth. They've consolidated that now, saying that it makes for a more efficient police department. It doesn't, because people don't want to patrol the parks. I have, as part of my post, that had parks on them, like Patterson Park, patrolled parks. But Lincoln Park, now that I'm pronouncing it correctly, that is a creepy, creepy area. I also found out with the Google search, according to them, it's the second largest municipal park. It's over 1,000 acres.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
And it is very creepy. I used to live in a high-rise handicapped and senior building because I was a cop. They wanted police on premises, and they gave us a super discounted price, next to nothing. And it overlooked a place called Druid Hill Park. And they have a lake there, and a friend of mine who worked for Baltimore County and was part of their dive team, I had done numerous dives in that lake, and he said it is pitch black. You literally can't see your hand in front of your face.
Creepy.
And he speculated there must be hundreds, if not thousands, of bodies in that lake.
What?
And that's separate from the lake that you were talking about. But, yeah, Baltimore is... It used to be a beautiful city. I remember as a kid playing in Patterson Park, for example, and playing in the pagoda, like a Chinese-type building where you could run up, and it was a nice place. Today, as a retired police officer who can still legally carry a gun and put a vest on, I won't step foot in Baltimore City. It's that bad. The murder rate per capita, what made it the number one murder capital in the world, even though Chicago has horrible rates. I think we're down to second, but you take your life into your own hands when you step foot in Baltimore City, and it's affecting Baltimore County. That's why I live, although still in the Baltimore suburban area, I live in Carroll County.
Wow.
I wonder why it's so bad there. Maybe government policies.
How long has it been exclusively Democrats in power in Baltimore?
As long as I can remember. And there were some good Democrats. I remember, you know, Schaefer, although personally I didn't particularly care for him, he was a good mayor. I respected Kurt Schmoke. After that, we had O'Malley, and then I can't remember who, because I ended up retiring. It just became a mess. I remember my mentor in the 80s when I was in the Baltimore City Police Academy saying, you're probably going to be the last class that graduates who can actually make a career and work their way up the ranks in this department, because things had been so long with affirmative action that now there was, and I witnessed this myself. In fact, several of us had won several federal lawsuits for, I hate this word, but reverse discrimination. Discrimination is discrimination.
Yeah, it's not reverse. It's just discrimination.
Right. Yeah. But my mentor said, you're probably going to be the last class who can actually work their way up the ranks. And he was exactly right. And that was in the late 80s.
What does that exactly mean? Like that everybody else would just get chosen based on like diversity and inclusion quotas or something?
It was downright nepotism. They thought that for so long. And, you know, I get this. It doesn't excuse their behavior, but they thought for so long that the whites had been promoted that they're just going to give it to their buddies. And it's ruined the department, as along with many other things that have happened in Maryland, state legislative bills that have taken away the law enforcement officer's Bill of Rights. You couldn't pay me enough to be a cop in Baltimore City. You really couldn't these days. And I'll leave you with this. The reason that things have gotten so bad is the breakdown of the family unit. It's not the schools. It's not the police department. It has to do with the folks who live there. And this affects people of all stripes. When the family unit breaks down and you don't have the proper raising of children, you get children that calls a society like we have today as adults.
Well, thank you for the call. I would definitely say that at least part of the reason that that happens is because people pawn off the raising of their children on the schools. They're not raising their own kids. And I'm not saying even just Baltimore only, because I've never actually been there. I've driven past it, and it was terrifying highways. Oh, my God. Like, the scariest highways I've ever been on, because everybody's speeding, like, 30 miles an hour over the speed limit, and it's these curvy highways, so many cars. It has those parts that go underwater. I hate that so much.
Underwater?
Yeah, you know, like...
You mean tunnels or just driving through the water? Okay.
Thank you for the call, by the way. We appreciate the call. It's interesting. I just taught somebody the pronunciation of a place when I've never even been there. It's kind of crazy.
Yeah.
I just learned about it in a documentary I watched about it because it is a creepy-looking place. In fact, the documentary wasn't just about the bodies being dumped there. They were ghost hunting there because they also think it's haunted.
Oh, wow.
But, yeah, I would say that people dumping their kids at public schools is part of the reason that there isn't, you know, quote-unquote family values like there used to be. Like, you're not learning right from wrong from your parents. Your parents are working, and they're like, didn't your teacher teach you this stuff? You know, they think you're getting raised by the teacher.
Yeah. Yeah, that's... And in a lot of cases, they are. And there are a lot of unhinged people teaching.
Yeah.
I mean, just out of curiosity, I've watched some of the Libs of TikTok videos, and I have absolutely no problem with trans people. I've slept with a couple of trans people. I don't care. I mean, but just, I'll watch anything just to, even if somebody is my enemy, I want to know what they're saying. So I'll watch, like, crazy Christian right people, and I'll watch crazy leftist people. I'll watch all kinds of crazy people. But some of these people who are at least, I mean, they identify as public school teachers. I don't know that they are public school teachers. But some of these people are absolutely deranged, and you can hear if they talk about, like, a conservative or anybody to the right of Stalin, there's this seething hatred. And I think, what would it be like if your parents were conservative and you were in this person's class? And they just had just utter contempt for your family, you know? That would be very uncomfortable. Teachers were pretty professional in my day, where they might think, oh, I don't like this kid's parents, or I don't like this kind of people, but they weren't they were going to be polite to everybody, you know, and I don't get that impression from, you know, obviously these are cherry-picked videos. These are going to be the craziest people that this woman could find, because that's her shtick, but some of them are pretty crazy.
I definitely agree.
You can't cherry pick on an apple tree. You got to be on a cherry tree. There's got to be some cherries before you can cherry pick.
So I have seen a lot of those, and a lot of them are really concerning. When it's somebody who says they're a teacher and that they're just like a terrible person in whatever way. When I went to high school, I went to high school in Texas and then finished high school in Utah. So my teachers were not like liberal crazy. They were just, like, terrible people. Like, not all of them. There were definitely some that just seemed like good people who actually wanted to, like, help kids do better in life. And for the most part, I think that those jobs just bring in people who think it's going to be, like, possibly that they think it's going to be easy. Not people that care, you know. Not somebody like your mom, because I was also homeschooled from kindergarten to third grade. so I actually know what it's like to be taught by, like school stuff by my mom. She was never just, like, taking her divorce out on me or something, you know? Like, my mom's not divorced, but that's how it feels.
Well, they won't take their divorce on you if they're out on you if they're not having one.
Well, yeah, but I'm just making an example.
I understand.
Yeah. So I just feel like most teachers are just really rude people that I don't know how they even got the job. And so many people have been through, basically, I wouldn't even call it abuse, but, like, been through an adult being mean to them just because they were in public school. And so many of my friends, whenever I bring this subject up, have stories. Like, I did a Free Talk Live episode several months ago, like in the summer, and my friend from, well, I won't say where he's from. I don't know if he wants to say, but he's not from New Hampshire, and he was homeschooled 8th grade till graduation. Well, he got homeschooled in 7th grade because a teacher called him stupid. And she was like, she used to be a Burger King worker. So she was a Burger King worker. And then her next job was being a middle school teacher. And she couldn't answer any of his questions. He was just like genuinely asking, like, well, so why is this the case? And since she didn't actually know, she's just like doing curriculum. It was like triggering her. And she'd be like, you need to stop interrupting my class and stuff like that. So his parents are really smart, and they decided to take him out. That I have story after story like that of just teachers being terrible to kids who just are trying to learn. For the most part, I feel like it's the same thing as like cops. It just draws in people who might have the tendency to want to be rude to little kids. So what are they going to do? Be in a school where they can't get fired. No matter what they do. And it's like, who's going to listen to the kids? There was also this teacher in my... I didn't have her, but she was a third grade teacher at my elementary school. And so many kids had complaints about her that we were like, why at this point is she even allowed to be a teacher? Like, she was... you could walk past the school or the class that she had, and you could hear her yelling a lot of the times. Just, that's literally traumatic for a third grader.
Mm-hmm.
And most people, the only violence they ever encounter... Not, if they're not in Baltimore, in their lives, is at a public school.
Yeah. Yeah, public schools and public prisons, you know.
Yeah.
I've been a professional criminal in my life, and I've probably experienced more violence in schools than I have in being a criminal. You know? That's kind of funny. And when I say criminal, I mean pot dealer. I don't mean that I was out hurting people. Then I would have experienced more violence doing that. But
yep. So, and that's the thing. To bring it back to psychopaths, I think that some psychopaths might just want to do something that they look completely normal to all the adults in their lives, but then they're terrible to the children because who's going to tell them? Or who's going to tell on them? Who's going to believe the children? So I bet a lot of teachers I've had that were just terrible to me were probably just psychopaths.
It may be.
And all my school, my school in Texas was way too big for them to even, like, know who my parents were. It was, like, completely, it was almost, like, impersonal in that way. So many students there. I don't know any of the teachers outside of class, you know. And then I went to Utah in such a small town that, like, everyone knows everyone.
Mm-hmm.
And those people were definitely nicer. I would say, like, the teachers on average were better. In fact, I actually have one teacher in Utah for 1 year. He was my physics teacher. And he didn't have a teaching degree, he didn't have a teaching degree, and he didn't have a teacher's license. So they were, like, doing something where it was, like, an emergency. They needed teachers that bad where they let him be a teacher for 1 year, but they had to fire him the next year for not having a teacher's license. And he was the best teacher I've ever had.
Wow.
He made me actually really interested in physics when before I was like, oh, my God, this is, like, I'm not even interested in this. He made me interested in it. I really felt like I learned that year, and he was just, like, great. But he didn't have a license.
Yeah.
Stupid.
Oh, man.
But
it really is. This whole you have to have a license thing is just absolutely insane.
It is. You don't have a right to tell kids about physics, even though you have a degree in physics, and you can, like, very easily explain it to children. Well, you can't do that because you have to buy your right for that from the government first.
Yeah. And, that leads it, every time they do that, it makes the economy that much less efficient. You know, and it gives it every time you limit somebody's path, you know, you're making everybody poorer.
Yeah, like the licenses. I think it was in Georgia for braiding hair.
Money transmitter licenses.
Yeah.
You know, you can't forget those. I mean, that's just absolutely insane. It's like we created and promoted Bitcoin.
Mm-hmm.
We made it something. And then the FEC comes in and says, well, this is valuable now, so we own it.
Right.
And you have to beg us for permission to use it. We didn't make it for you.
That's the thing about it that I'm always trying to explain to people, like, when, at what point did the government actually become in charge of Bitcoin? Bitcoin was not made by the government. There's no evidence that it was even made by someone in the United States at all.
Yeah. And they foreclose, and what they want to do is foreclose even the possibility of making something better than their system, because as soon as something has value in their eyes, they own it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just absolutely obscene.
And then they own it and they can ruin all the ways that it can be useful. Like today I have a friend who's interested in buying Bitcoin, which is kind of like, oh, of course, they're all interested now that it's at an almost an all-time high again. But fine, like, whatever gets
you're
you into Bitcoin.
You're supposed to buy when it's at an all-time low, but, you know,
but whatever
keep buying because mine's going up.
And it's always a good time to buy Bitcoin, really, because, yeah. Well, okay, I know
well, it's always a good
Bitcoin.
Time to buy Bitcoin Cash.
Yeah,
I think that a reckoning is going to come for Bitcoin BTC.
Mm-hmm.
I really do.
And
you
I don't
cannot
blame you.
Charge $5 fees and expect people to use your currency.
So I have a friend that is interested in buying cryptocurrency, and now that I think of it, it's not even Bitcoin that he's interested in. And he was texting me today, asking me about, he was like, oh, I didn't know Dash Direct went away. I had heard about Dash Direct, but it looks like it's not a thing anymore. I was like, yeah, it's not the government's fault. It's not a thing anymore, and it is the government's fault. And I was telling him about BitRefill, and he said, oh, they don't even have Bitcoin Cash on there. Just like, there's all kinds of things that have been so useful for using cryptocurrency in the real world, and the government has ruined it.
Yeah.
Like, even just buying peer-to-peer online by Bitcoin. What was the peer-to-peer Bitcoin? Local Bitcoin.
Yeah, there were a couple. There was local.bitcoin.com was Bitcoin Cash, and then they had localbitcoins.com, which was mostly BTC. I think it was exclusively BTC. There is Local Monero, which I think is still around and probably sells more than one. I think they sell several cryptocurrencies, and they're peer to peer, but yeah, it's really really unfortunate that the war pigs. I mean, there's nothing the war pigs won't do. It's not surprising.
They're psychopaths.
Yeah.
And you know, speaking of psychopaths, what's her name? Warren the.
Elizabeth Warren? Yeah.
Elizabeth Warren hates cryptocurrency and has made a task force specifically targeting cryptocurrency and is begging the federal government to make worse and worse draconian laws against cryptocurrency. But I guess the senators do this thing called raising the flag to a person. It's basically just a stupid thing where they try to tell you, or they try to give, it's like an award. They will give an award to someone who they are claiming was a good person, did good for society. And for some reason, out of nowhere, Elizabeth Warren did this raising the flag award to Satoshi Nakamoto for making the lives of everyone more prosperous by giving the disenfranchised the ability to have monetary control over their lives or whatever. That's what she said. How are you going after Bitcoin and also admitting that it's good for people?
Well, the reason is somebody sent that to her because they do these things because somebody requests it. And I assume that they're probably getting paid for doing it. So somebody sent that in knowing that she wouldn't know who he was and she'd just do it.
Whoa.
And then she'd look like an idiot.
Oh, my gosh. I was like, that
so,
is weird.
Yeah, it was a trap,
pivot.
But she's still an idiot because don't do that if you don't know who somebody is.
She is an idiot. What the heck? I wonder if that is the case, that she just didn't know who Satoshi Nakamoto was.
Yeah.
Wow, yeah. That would be hilarious.
Well, this is the same woman who, I mean, she's a blonde-haired white woman, very white,
mm-hmm.
Who was teaching at a college in a job that she got, speaking of affirmative action, because she was a Native American. Yeah. But she isn't a Native American. She just lied.
Yeah.
And when the DNA tests came out, somehow they ended up getting her to take one, and she was like 1%.
Well,
Native American or something. It less than that, I think. But anyway, it was an insanely small amount.
That's crazy.
But yet she was getting affirmative action because she was a Native American.
She just claimed a thing. Yeah,
yeah.
I've always heard this story, but I never knew all those details, like that she took a DNA test. I thought was just kind of hilarious that you can look at her and tell she's, like, even if she is Native American, it's very little, like, way in the past, and shouldn't have anything to do with her life or job now.
Yeah.
Kind of thing.
Yeah, no doubt.
She's a psychopath.
She's gotta be.
I think that you kind of have to be a psychopath to get that high up in government at all.
Yeah. Well, given, I mean, an election is basically a popularity contest. I don't know if they had popularity contests when you were a kid in school.
No.
But, I mean, the thing about them is the most awful people generally win them, because the most awful people are willing to lie to everybody, you know? And reasonable people will tell you the truth, and that's going to piss a certain percentage of the people you know off.
One thing I really don't like about people who want everyone to like them is that they're ultimately dishonest. Like, you will talk to me and talk crap about somebody because we're like, oh, this person is bad, and we both are agreeing on it. But if you're in front of that person, you're going to be nice. Not just nice to them. Of course, you should be nice to them, but you're like, you want them both. You want me and that person who was rude to me to like. So you're just being milquetoast. I really don't like people pleasers because of that. It's like ultimately you're fake. 603-283-6160. It's Free Talk Live. Don't go anywhere. 603-283-6160. More Free Talk Live coming up.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.